take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi, Jenna, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks. Loose read, that sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it? It sounds like the sort of read that you might freak people out.
It makes us sound a bit, crazy. But
for free thinkers.
So this book is actually a few years old. It's from 2014, but I was reading it for my book club and I thought, I'm just going to kill two birds with one stone. And she's relevant because she was just here.
This is not so you can go along to your book club and go, oh, and by the way, I talked about it on the radio as well.
Yeah. No, actually, it's already happened, so I was preparing.
Right, okay,
but cool. That's okay.
You've already said that to me.
Already said that. Roxane Gay, she was here for the Writers Festival. I didn't get to see it because I wasn't here, but I listened to you can go back and listen to the podcast. And what I knew about Roxane Gay before I read this book was that she is a big voice in the kind of, I don't know, Twitter sphere. She calls out people all the time, and so I was expecting her to be like quite ranty and intense, but it wasn't, and I had to take it all back and take back all of my opinions of her. So Bad Feminist, she says in the introduction, she says she is a bad feminist because she's not perfect, and that ties into, you know, how ladies who get kind of put up the I'm making a thing with my hands.
Clawing
at the air. You know, they're put up on a pedestal of being a feminist, but then they're drawn down if they toss down if they say something wrong or say the wrong
thing.
It's a precarious position to be in. Definitely.
Bit scary. Yeah. So she says she is not a good feminist. She loves listening to really offensive rap music. She likes reading books that, you know, she dances along to Blurred Lines, but she can see the bad stuff in it as well.
Blurred Lines, yes.
Oh. Though this is 2014,
so I'm not judging, I'm just saying.
But this is important, right? Because life isn't black and white, it's complicated.
That's right, life is complex. So
you can't suffer a song unless you want to shake your booty. You can't really, what are you going to do about it?
If it's that time of the night and you're just going to go with it.
Is that the excuse? Is that when is that just as an aside, is that the excuse for when the hip hop starts and the dance floor gets slutty? Because there's no excuse for that. I'm just saying this might sound sexist, but if guys did that,
then it probably
if guys
is.
Started dry humping everything on the dance floor, the way that young ladies do sometimes at some of the clubs when the hip-hop starts.
No, they've just been doing it for years with their groins every which way, leading with the groin.
Have you twerked?
Not in public.
Don't do it.
Not in public.
If you pull a muscle, that's you for life.
Anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
Let's keep going. So this is, in this book, she has essays where she weaves personal stories, news stories into cultural critique, book, movie, music reviews. She's an English professor, and that academic tone really comes through in her writing, but it's super accessible. And she's such an amazing critic. She can tear something down, but pull the best parts out of it. And I just want to hear what she says about everything, because she just looks at it in such a blank canvas way without any preconceived thoughts on it. So I think she is a really strong voice. She's got a new memoir that's just out. It's called Hunger, and that's about her life memoir. She is from immigrant parents who are Haitian. She is overweight, and she is a sexual abuse survivor. So she comes from an interesting place. But she also says in this book that she is very privileged because of her education and the way that her parents have looked after her. So I think she's an interesting voice. I encourage you to follow her on Twitter and read her New York Times reviews.
She's got a great Twitter account. She's really accessible, incredibly intelligent, but not lofty academic type.
Totally. But people are awful to her, and it's all based on her looks. It's terrifying.
That is the world of Twitter and YouTube comments and Facebook responses. People are just awful.
Yeah, they are.
No one ever stands back and just goes, well, what are you even, why would you even be commenting on me? Why would you even be there to bother to comment about someone's looks? yeah, on their exactly. on their Twitter feed.
Yeah.
And that's you, that's realistically what that is that's a really pathetic loser.
Yeah,
just sitting there going with nothing better to do, going out of their way to find something to anonymously mock, and that's I can't get over that.
You click on their picture and then they're sitting there with their grandkids or whatever, and it's really weird.
Well, your grandkid looks like a potato.
Safety of distance, huh?
That is so.
But it's so sad.
It is sad. It's really sad. So this book is slightly dated because I guess the cultural pop culture she talks about is things like Hunger Games and Blue.
Ah, that's still very relevant, especially in the future, and we all have to.
Yeah, and it will be, and it's a pinpoint in time, and it just I think it's just a good stepping stone to reading more of her stuff. She's cool.
So the book's called Bad Feminist, and it's a collection of
essays. Yeah, very readable.
I really like collections of essays. I really do.
You do like them.
I do. I really do. Me too. It's just because you can just whack them out. Boom, 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 boom. But read one.
Yeah. Read one.
I think I've got time to read one. Oh, it's the longest one in the book. Oh, damn.
She was one of the
first world problem. You know?
The big draw cards at the Writers' Festival.
Yeah. And the feedback I've had is that she was one of the best speakers. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Roxane Gay is the author. And the book's called Bad Feminist. Available where?
Yep. Everywhere. Well, enjoyed. See you next time.
No, available whereabouts?
Time Out Bookstore.
Yeah,
Mount Eden Road.
All right, thank you very much.
See ya.
That was Loose Read.
Thanks, guys.